It's Friday, and we're jumping into John chapter 8 today. And depending on which kind of Bible you have, it probably has a notation at the beginning of chapter 8 saying that some of the earliest manuscripts and ancient witnesses don't have the beginning of the 8th chapter of John, the Gospel John, in those transcripts. I'm going to talk about that a little bit today. You know, a lot of chapter 8 goes and talks about what we talked about yesterday. And the beginning of it, though, you know, for several years I didn't preach on the beginning here because I want to make sure that what I am preaching is accurate historically. And because some manuscripts don't have this account in here, I hesitated to talk about it. So it's in italicized words in some of my Bibles that I use to study, but you've probably heard of this account. I think I've preached about it once or twice, and it's the account of a woman who was caught in adultery. And all these men gather around. Now, remember yesterday I talked about Jesus being in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles. And Jesus had stayed there, and this happens directly after that. So Jesus had stuck around. He went to the Mount of Olives, where he liked to go and pray. That's where the Garden of Gethsemane is, by the way. And so he knew that place well. But Jesus comes across these people getting ready to stone this woman because she had fornicated. And Jesus says to them, if you've never sinned, be the first one to pick up a stone. And Jesus bends over, draws on the ground, looks up, and everybody's gone. And nobody could cast that first stone because they had all sinned. Now, whether or not the original manuscripts have this in there, or some do and some don't, let's look at the point of this account and focus on that today. And the fact of the matter is, the woman was a sinner. And the fact of the matter is, so was the man that she had an affair with. And he wasn't in the story, was he? And so were every one of the people who were ready to condemn her. And the only one that wasn't was Jesus, and he's the one that could save her. May this just be a reminder to us today that it is not our position, it is not our right, and it is not God's desire for us to condemn others. We can speak out about sin, and we should speak out about sin. But it's different speaking out about something than it is condemning someone. That's not our position. That's God's, and God's right alone. So as you walk through your day today, let's be very careful about judgmental attitudes where we condemn others, remembering that we're all sinners in need of a Savior. We're all imperfect, and none of us would like to go before everyone else and have our deepest, darkest sins that we've ever committed exposed, would we? That's what happened to the woman in this account. None of us would want that. But let's remember that as we walk into today, Jesus calls us to love. And Jesus calls us to go and to sin no more, to work on living lives of righteousness and holiness. Let's take a step in that direction today. Can we do that? Have a great day.